Here we are again on this fine Monday afternoon. Every Monday afternoon is fine here in the Upper Cumberland because we live in, as my guest this morning often calls it, paradise.
And yes, we do.
Yes, we live in a paradise. Anyway, glad you're with us this afternoon. I have in the studio with me today Mr. John Allen. And if you've never heard of Mr. John Allen, your head's been in a hole. John, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
You bet. John Allen, he has some, he has a number of things that you could recognize him by, but there's two especially that you are recognized in the Upper Cumberland area. One is the Quilt Trail, and the other one is the Putnam County Fair. Going to win the top prize at the State of Tennessee
Fair. We sure
Fair.
Hope so.
Yes, we're well on our way. John, you are native of the wonderful Upper Cumberland, correct?
Correct. Grew up here.
And you were the oldest?
Of four children.
Mm-hmm. Two. To say two twins is redundant. So you want to say twins.
I have twin brothers, and then mm-hmm. we have a sister between us.
God love her. Mercy. One girl and three boys.
She sort of ruled the roost.
Did she?
And still does.
Good for her. You go, gal. What's her name?
Mary Lee Brown.
All right. Ooh, I was a Brown.
She married to Junior Brown.
Okay. Mary Lee Brown holds her own against these Allen boys. I know all three of them. John, I think you and I were in school. You were a wee bit ahead of me, but not much. We were in
school. I graduated high school in 63.
I graduated in 65.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we're pretty close. I knew we were close.
Then you're a year ahead of my sister. She was a freshman when I was a senior.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, I remember you, hanging out. I even know who you probably didn't know me from Adam, but I did you. And who you hung around with.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that goes back a long
that
way.
That goes back a ways, and you're in trouble now. John, I am delighted that you're here with me this afternoon. I do want to talk about, I referred to you calling this area paradise. And it really is to those of us who were born and raised here. And
lived away. And you come back, it is definitely paradise compared to Washington, D.C. and Atlanta, Georgia, and places where they have a lot of traffic and high living expenses. It's a lot different, and it's much, much nicer.
You left.
I left for 40 years and had no intention whatsoever of ever coming back here. I was going to live away. There was no way I was ever coming home.
Couldn't wait to get out of Cookeville, Tennessee.
Could not. Got my degree and moved to Nashville.
What's your degree in?
It's in animal husbandry.
Well, of course it would be in something agricultural. And you lived in Nashville for how long?
10 years.
And then where?
Went to Washington, D.C. for 20 and to Atlanta, Georgia for 10.
Yeah, you lived in the bigger cities.
I have. Yes, my mother was still living, and I thought, well, if I'm ever going to spend time with her, I'm going to have to go home because she ain't coming here. So,
your mother was a sweet, sweet little lady, and she passed not too many years ago. A
couple of years.
Yep, I know you miss her.
We had 9 years after I moved back, and we did everything.
What a blessing and a memory. You were an ideal son.
Well, thank you. I hope so.
Oh, I don't think you need to hope. I think you were, and I think you'll have a few extra stars in your crayon when you get up there where she is.
Let's hope we get there.
Nah, you'll get there, John. Moving back, I didn't know you were back until I realized, and I had a family member who happened to be involved in the Quilt Trail. And she came home talking about this man. She's going 90 miles an hour, my daughter. And she had met you. And I said, yeah, I know, John. He was in school the same time I was, a little bit older. That's when I realized you were back in town. And I don't know how long you had been back in town at that point.
At that point, I'd probably been back a couple of years. Because my cousin Melinda Bilbrey, mm-hmm. wanted me to help with the Quilt Festival. Ruth Dial was running it then.
Yes.
And she needed a volunteer. So the first year, I was a volunteer with Ruth and helped her with the first preview dinner and auction. And then she moved on to take over the tourism bureau mm-hmm. here. And when she did that, they needed a coordinator. And so I applied, and Barbara Tollison and Melinda Bilbrey and Brenda Dishman hired me.
Okay.
And that was 11 years ago. And I've been helping with the Quilt Festival and the Quilt Trail ever since.
Well, my sweet little mother-in-law, God rest her soul, little tiny lady, she was a quilter. And she was worked with Brenda.
Oh, she did.
She did. And then when she passed, Brenda was so sweet. They did at the All Good Community Center, Senior Center, whatever. They had a little special remembrance of her and had her quilts and all. But she did them all by hand. She didn't believe in quilting by machine. And she would fuss on me. If I couldn't recognize the difference. And I said, well, Polly, I said, you know, yours are so good that it is hard to tell the difference if they're good enough by
right.
their hands.
You're right. Absolutely.
And Shelley was surprised that a man would be so interested in quilts.
Well, I played when I was a child. My grandmother had a quilt rack set up upstairs in her house. And that was where I would go and play when I would be at her house. And it was always up. And anytime she had a few minutes, she'd go upstairs and quilt. And she quilted a quilt for each of us grandchildren. And that's where my love of quilting started, as well as my love of flowers and my love of farming. Because my grandparents, they lived right behind us down over the hill and down in the hollow. And I would go down there every Friday night and spend the night with them. Every Saturday night, one of the two nights, I would be at their house.
You know what, that's one thing that's so special about the area we live in is the agriculture and the memories, just as those you shared just now. Those memories become so special to all
right.
of us.
You're right.
You know, I can remember my grandparents on my dad's side lived in White County, and they didn't have plumbing for a long time. And I remember the little outhouse. And I didn't like to
nothing
go.
Colder on a cold morning.
Boy, it thank God for plumbing. Yeah, it's the truth. And I would go over and spend the night. And they had something called, we get real technical here. I was told it was a slop jar.
Yeah.
And that was used indoors at night when necessary. And I was so thankful when they got indoor plumbing. I just thought that was the greatest.
How old
thing.
Were you? You remember?
Oh, little. I mean, I don't know, John. I guess I was maybe seven and eight years old.
I was 13 when we got our first bathroom.
That's when I remember the outdoor house. But I don't remember how old I was when they got plumbing. But it was a few years.
We got plumbing and a TV all in the same year.
Oh, my goodness. Talking with John Allen today about some wonderful memories of living and growing up here in the Upper Cumberland, outhouses and such things. I don't know if there was a technical name for it, but that's what I was always told to call it. And Grandma raised chickens, and I remember going to the chicken house on cold days and gathering the eggs with her. I have her basket now, and you couldn't pay me enough for it. Wouldn't give it up for anything.
Those are real family treasures.
Oh, John, they indeed are. And I know you have some like things like that in your family. But you're not the coordinator of the Quilt Trail now?
No, Barbara Tollison is the coordinator of the Quilt Trail. I do the festival, and I help her with the Quilt Trail.
Let me ask you something. My mother-in-law also learned how to do tatting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what tatting is?
I do.
That's the most beautiful stuff.
It is. It's one of the favored. They did tatting on Crazy Quilts. Crazy Quilt's my favorite. It's just made out of whatever you've got left.
Right.
And I saw one in Nashville at the fair convention that had the grandmother's pearls attached to it, had grandmother's handkerchiefs, had a set of her earrings. It was a phenomenal Crazy Quilt, and it was tatted. It's just a very nice technique.
Yes, it is, and I just would drive me nuts to even learn how. And my mother-in-law, she gets so upset with me. I do hook. I told her I was a hooker. I hook rugs. Hadn't done that in many years, but she got to where her little arthritic hands got, and her stitches weren't quite as precise as they used to be. But anyway, it's a wonderful art, and I'm so delighted that people are passing it down, even to this day, and I hope it's an art that never gets lost.
We had an aunt in Missouri, Aunt Marie, who quilted, and she, my father was one of her favorite people on the face of the earth, and we'd go visit her. And when my brother lived in West Tennessee, my brother Jimmy lived in West Tennessee, and he wrote her and asked her to sell one of her quilts, and he gave it as a wedding gift to a young man in his office that was getting married. And a couple of years back, the wife passed away, and the husband brought the quilt and gave it back to us.
Oh.
And none of us had ever seen the quilt, and on the back of the quilt were little red blood spots where Aunt Marie had pricked her finger while she was quilting it, and we wouldn't take $1 million for that quilt today.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's a beautiful quilt. I had it on display 2 or 3 years ago at the Quilt Festival. But it's memories like that, and it's treasures like that that I think as you get older, you come to value so much more, and it makes life
absolutely
so much more interesting.
Oh, it really does, doesn't it? It certainly does. And we're going to take a break here, John, and let our sponsors talk to our radio audience, and we thank you for supporting our sponsors, which keeps us on the air and keeps you thinking and saying to yourself, Lord have mercy, Judy Duke has lost her mind, but we've known that for many years. But we hope that you stick with us and come back, and we're going to talk about the Putnam County Fair in depth.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
John Allen, we've been talking about quilts and the quilt trail and his involvement in that. Another thing that is, I guess, probably in addition to the quilts, the love of quilts is one of the loves from his past, like mine, Putnam County Fair.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
It is. And I have memories of it being, there being, and you do too, and many who are listening will have memories, I'm sure, of it. So many people at one time that if you were in the grandstands, especially during the horse show, and if I'm not mistaken, the Putnam County Open to the World Horse Show.
Walk-in Horse Show, yes, uh-huh. Open to the World.
Which was kind of like right before the Shelbyville Grand National Horse Show.
And a lot of years we had the winning horses from Shelbyville preview at the Putnam County Fair on Friday and Saturday night.
You couldn't find a place.
No, you couldn't.
To sit.
No. We would go, our family would take our folding chairs, and we would go at 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'd go down in that north grandstand because it would be shady. The south wouldn't be, but the north would. And we'd line up our folding chairs, and we'd sit there till midnight watching the best walking horse show in the world.
Absolutely. I treasure those memories. My Uncle Dave Officer, I don't know if you...
I know you're talking about.
Okay, that was my uncle. And he had a barn where he trained on Elm Street. The house he lived in is still there here in Cookeville. Anyway, and I loved walking horses, and I've got a picture of me, and I look like a little doll from a dollhouse because I was that young, and mother had my head tied up when used to put scarves on little girls' heads. And my head's tied up, and I'm on this huge horse, and I really do look like a little ant or a little bitty doll. But my love for walking horses came from him. And I was telling you about being a ribbon girl. You want
right.
to share with people what that was?
Well, you would hand out ribbons at the walking horse show. After the class had ended, they would announce the winners, and they'd come around, and you would be standing there handing the blue ribbon and the red ribbon, and usually there was a check to go along with it, not made out to anybody. They'd have to make it out to themselves when they got to the barn, but
yep.
I can remember those days.
Oh, they were so much fun.
Fred Robertson, Mr. Yes. Ms. Fred Robertson, Mr. Ms. Terry from mm-hmm. out on 10th Street.
Sponsors would have the big trophies and the big silver platters. And,
exactly.
And
that walking horse steak class was something else.
It really was. And then there was a period of time where the Putnam County Fair kind of waned, I suppose is a word I could use. And so a lot of people quit going.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I don't blame anybody for that. I don't know what it was. The world in general started changing, and you know, agriculture was not what
well, it was. We had Six Flags Over Georgia and Dollywood and all those things that attracted people.
That's
and
true.
Kids go to Europe now in the summer rather than to do the kinds of things that we did when we were growing up.
Exactly.
So, Putnam County Fair was the biggest event in a child's year. Now, I'm telling you, we saved our money all summer long to go to the fair. A lot of people did.
And the band would play. I can remember standing out there in that arena, tooting on my little clarinet, rain or shine,
right,
in those wool uniforms that were just ghastly hot, and you would just die, and you couldn't wait to get your band playing over with so you could put your shorts on and go ride the rides.
Go to the Midway.
Yep. But in the last couple of years, and I know you're on the fair board, but I don't know what your title is.
I've been president now for 6 years.
And
nobody
hope...
else wants the job. Now.
I can see that.
We'll have the election every October, and I'll open the floor for nominations for president, and there's only one nomination. Then very quickly, somebody says, we move the nomination seat, and we elect him by acclamation.
And that person would be Mr. John Allen that's with me this afternoon. Well, I hope you stick in there for a whole lot of years in the future.
They promised me a little cart on wheels, motorized cart, to get around when it gets so bad I can't.
Good for them. Thank you, Fair Board. You've also come up with a junior Fair Board now.
We have 25 wonderful young people. They're the heart of the fair.
That's really great.
They're incredible young people. We'll have 25 this year. That'll be the largest one we've had. We didn't bring it back until, I think it was about 2013 or 2014 when we started it again. And we have some of the finest young people you'll ever hope to meet. We took some of them to Nashville with us. We brought others down for the awards banquet. And next year we're going to take more of them with us. It's wonderful. Our kids are really the face of the fair. We try to put them out there. They should be here today talking to you and not me, because
we'll get some of them.
They're wonderful spokesmen. Most of them are very active in other community activities. They're not just unique to the fair. They're busy with other things. But every one of them has a genuine love of the fair. And that's one of these days I'm not going to be able to do this job, and there's going to be some fine young person I trust that's coming along that'll take the reins, and the fair will continue to grow and blossom. I have great faith in our young people.
That's great to hear you say that. A lot of people don't in today's world.
Oh,
and there are a lot of young
people.
And
that's
wonderful to know. Absolutely. Well, now, let me ask you this. How come the horse show is not like it used to be?
It's not in the fair program in the 10 days of the fair.
Right.
Primarily, we will always have a horse show as long as I'm on the fair board.
Wonderful.
And we can never have it during the 10 days because of parking.
Mm.
We cannot park the trailers. A lot of the trailers will park down there on the paved part of the Midway when we have it 2 weeks in advance of the fair. And you'd be surprised when they come in there. They need a lot of space between their trailers. That's our biggest problem right now, of course, is parking. But we have it 2 weeks in advance. We've also moved the draft horse and mule show out to that weekend too, because parking. We just can't get everything on the fairgrounds that we would like to have on the fairgrounds. And so we have these things in advance of the fair. We have, actually, it's a 13-day fair instead of a 10-day fair.
Oh, I think you ought to include it as a 13-day fair, not that you ask my opinion.
Well, we're advertising it this year as a 13-day fair. Our new chairman of Fairs to the Fair wants everything done 2 weeks in advance of the fair so that we can have all of our winners picked and they can be prepped to be at the fair and do the things that they have to do. So that's a change this year. Some folks didn't care for that, but when you realize that some days it's 95, 96 degrees, and little kids especially just are miserable in that heat out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we only have the one building, the Cultural Arts Building, that's air conditioned. And so we're going to try this and see how it works. But between that and then we have media night the night before the fair opens. So it's 13 days of fair activities.
That's great. Which brings up a question for me to ask you. We need a larger piece of land.
And the county is looking.
The county is looking for that.
I met with Randy Porter yesterday, and he showed me a couple of pieces of property. Price is one of the issues. Tremendous. Land in this area is tremendously valuable.
It is, John.
And he does have two pieces of property that he's looking at, and they're doing some checking on doing environmental checking on the property. And one of these days, I think he'll take one of these two pieces to the county commission and see if we can't get it.
Talking with John Allen today, the chairman of the Putnam County Fair Board, has done a tremendous job. He and his board and the junior board, as we just finished talking about. John, it's at the time when they put the fair where it is, that was the country.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. And it moves from, if I'm not mistaken, from Maple, used to be on Maple Avenue.
That's where it burned.
It burned down, and that's when it was moved out to Jefferson, correct?
Right.
Which
uh-huh.
was what yes, we call 56, the Sparta Road back then.
56.
Okay, 56. Okay. So, hopefully.
I was a 10-year-old student, went to the fair. My dad dropped me off the morning in 55. I went to the fair and stayed all day. Daddy and mother and my brothers and sister came that evening, and we had dinner at the fair, and it burned the next year. I was so disappointed because I just thought that was the most wonderful thing on earth.
I wish that we tried to find, when I was working for the city with the History Museum, we tried to find photographs of that fair.
We have photographs of the fire.
Yeah.
I don't know if Glenn Jones and the archives have pictures of. I can remember the buildings, and there might be a picture or two.
I don't remember it at all. I should, but for some reason I don't.
I can remember it, but I don't know that I've seen any pictures recently. I wish if somebody has some, I wish they'd share them. Gary Brington or somebody like that.
Somebody, yeah. I've seen
Willard
a lot of
Bond,
Gary.
Some of those people that have been with the fair for a long time.
For a long time, absolutely. But it went through a period of time where county fairs were almost non-existent. And I know, and you know this too, Smith County, they're trying to really build their fair back up. I know some people
involved.
It's
a wonderful, wonderful little fair. Mm-hmm. They're working hard to build up. There are 59 fairs. There were 59 of us represented in Nashville last month.
Wow. Then there's the Wilson County Fair. Wow.
Oh, it's wonderful. Those people. We're going down there in March for our district workshop at their fair.
I've had Randall Clemens on this show.
Have you?
He's wonderful. I don't know. When he dies, half of Middle Tennessee's going to
He's not going to die, Judy. He's going to be around
well,
forever.
Well, let's hope not. Let's hope Randall from Wilson County, he's into a lot of stuff. But then most people that I have on my show are into a lot of stuff. So anyway, great opportunities to even grow and make it bigger. And I know it came in first place.
We were first runner-up. This is 2 years out of the last two out of the last 3 years we've been first runner-up. So we've got our sights on that champion trophy now.
Oh, I want you to get it. I really would love to see Putnam County bring that back home. That would be a wonderful tribute to you, your family, and all of us who
love the fair.
Love the fair.
Love the
Absolutely.
Fair. Absolutely. You have to love the fair.
I love to go in that what used to be called the women's
the Cultural Arts Building.
Yeah, is that what it is now? Okay. And look at all those fabulous cakes and pies and biscuits and all those things. Even if they'd been there for 14 days, you still wanted to see them. You know, even if it had a little mold on the backside, not that it did, but, you know, but that was a wonderful thing. and still
it
is.
Still is.
It still is. Absolutely. Of Monday, and we will be talking with you next time. Thanks for listening.